Hi, Mike, Polly, and Napier. This is Mitch and Tom West wishing you a happy 69th podcast on this Mitch Monday. Let's celebrate in style down in Clementine. See you boys later. Toodles!
Wheelbarrow full of dicks, where the conversation will make your mother sick. One couch and alcohol with three fat guys. We say mean and crazy things, and one of us is high. Wheelbarrow full of dicks. Wheelbarrow full of dicks, where the penis jokes come fast and thick. We've been getting away with this for far too long. Join us Monday nights on RadioFubar.com.
Day, bitches.
Yeah, it's like a little secret show.
Yeah.
As opposed to the normal time when, you know, all of our listeners come and listen. It's like, you know, now we're in this weird time slot that nobody knows about.
Yeah, we might actually accidentally get more viewers.
No, most likely less. You say viewers again. You always say viewers.
I meant viewer.
No. You're missing the...
No, I know. I know. Views. I know what you meant.
Let me ask you a question right off the bat.
Yep.
Does the 5-second rule apply to STDs?
No.
It doesn't?
No, I'm pretty sure it's instant. Instant STD.
So as soon as you touch it, that's it?
Yeah.
Fuck. See, because I was thinking in an instance where, you know, you can get in 5 seconds and get out, mm-hmm. I'd be safe. Like, forever.
No,
I would
think...
be immune.
Unless you can somehow get it in and out without the juice touching you.
Well, I mean, that's a distinct possibility.
Just wave it at her.
Go in dry, my friend. One of the perks of being an unattractive man.
Exactly, just vagina drying little awesome moments.
So what's new with you, buddy?
Not much. What is new with you?
Not much.
Excellent.
All right, good show.
Good show.
See you guys next week.
Did you hear about that Dick Murdoch rape babies are a gift from God horseshit?
No. I mean, I agree with it, but what are you talking about?
This guy who's running for Senate for the Republicans, he said that...
Where's he at?
Indiana. Yeah.
So is it like a one-up on the Aiken thing?
Yeah, this is definitely a one-up on
the... He said, well, you know, Aiken's got some momentum going for him. Let's see if we can up the ante.
Turn your mane down. Mike, brush your hair.
Brush my hair?
Yeah.
Or silly?
Turn down the mane.
Dude, I don't even know what he's talking about. How's that?
How's that? Is that better?
I don't know.
I can't really tell.
How could you?
No, I can't.
Okay, what were you saying?
So, Todd Aiken said that when you get raped, you can't be pregnant.
Yeah.
And this guy said, well, if you are raped and are pregnant, God still loves you, and he gave you this gift of a baby.
Well, I mean, I guess if...
Oh, the radio station underneath? fuck?
I wouldn't. I don't even know where that would be coming from. What's going on?
Do we have something going on in the background?
Ooh, that is a lot of hum. What's all that hum? Oh my God! I hear. What is that?
That's the radio station.
What radio station is that?
Ours?
No, it's not. We're on ours.
Do you have something playing?
Oh my God, we're being invaded.
Turn. You know that little stream you have for the music? Turn that off. Is that still on?
We're being invaded, Napier. There's
aliens?
Hum.
Are there aliens?
Oh, whoa, I moved it like an inch.
There it goes.
Did you hear that? That was so weird. What was that?
Aliens.
Dude, I literally moved the board like an inch.
We'll mark it off on the floor so that we know where to keep it.
Like put a line right there on my living room floor. That's like, where it needs to go.
Yeah, like an X.
Whoa, that's weird. Do you think that we were picking... What do you think we were picking? Let me put it back. Now I want to know what it was.
Okay, now it's not coming back.
Now it's not coming back.
Oh, you lost it. We could have talked to extraterrestrials and their testicles.
Dude, I'm going to have to listen back and see what that was. See if we can pick something up.
Yeah.
We could have been on like some... Wasn't that a Christian Slater movie? Didn't he pick up on some weird stuff? And?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, that was a shitty movie.
It wasn't very good.
No.
Okay, let's go back to what you were talking about.
Okay, so rape babies, the rape itself, he said the rape itself
is
not a gift from God.
It's a gift from the rapist.
It's a gift from the rapist.
Right.
So I don't understand this logic. So God gives people free will to rape.
Right.
And when a person gets pregnant, or a lady gets pregnant, a person, but when a woman gets pregnant due to rape, that's the gift.
That's the gift?
Yeah, and God intended that to happen.
Whether or not it. So instead of the woman's body shutting down legitimate rape,
yeah,
God makes legitimate rape into babies.
Yes.
But he isn't responsible for the rape.
Rapes
are bad.
Rapes are bad, but you see, because God is responsible for life, and life is a gift, therefore God gave the woman who got raped, you know...
So who's responsible for the rape? The rapist?
The rapist is.
Who's responsible for the rapist?
God is.
Okay. So then isn't God responsible for the rape?
I'm going to go with yeah.
Okay. Did you hear about the 14-year-old girl that delivered a baby in her parents' bathroom and then strangled it to death?
Somewhat, yeah.
I guess she didn't want her parents to know that she was pregnant or having a baby, so she killed the baby and tried to hide it in a shoebox so that her parents didn't know she was pregnant. If you're a parent and you go 9 months with a kid and don't notice that she's pregnant, then you're a shitty parent, right?
Yeah.
Well, that, and I guess if your kid, you know, has the moral fortitude to strangle and murder a newborn baby, I guess you probably fucked up long before that anyway.
Oh, God, yeah. Long before that.
I was listening to Mr. Producer, and they were talking about that, and I was like, what? And I looked up the story. Yeah, a 14-year-old girl has a baby, and then's like, oh, man, I got to get rid of this baby. So she puts it her arm on the baby's throat until it stops breathing, and then hides it in a shoebox.
Yeah.
Days go by, and then your mom finds the baby in the shoebox. Wouldn't that be the first thing on your mind is, if I murdered someone...
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not the world's most intelligent guy. I'm not. But if I murdered someone, that would be really high on my to-do list, is to get rid of the body so that people don't find it. It wouldn't be days that would go by before my mom would find it in a shoebox under some laundry.
Well, I guess you can't really blame a pregnant 14-year-old for not looking ahead. Obviously,
you would have
this is a pattern.
You would have 9 months to plan what you were going to do. I mean, you would think
think about it every day, wouldn't you?
Well, not every day. Obviously, there are Justin Bieber concerts.
Oh, no, you know what? I'm still pregnant today. What am I going to do when this happens? I mean, I would get on the internet. I would say, you know, let me explore my options. I would do a Google search. I would watch YouTube videos like what to do when you're 14 and you're pregnant and you don't want your parents to find out. There's how-to videos on everything.
I don't think there are how-to videos on that.
But, I mean, like, you could take it to the fire station. I mean, there's a variety of things you can do. I mean, I wouldn't just be like, oh, I guess it's time. And then just, excuse me, Mom and Dad, I'm going to go to the bathroom for a couple of hours, you know.
Yeah.
Take a bath?
In blood? My own blood?
But and like you said, she's 14. She probably doesn't, you know, plan all that far ahead. But wouldn't you think even the dumbest human being would do a little bit of research and figure out what it is that, you know, your options were? And if you hadn't planned anything at all, if you decide to murder a baby, why would you leave it in your house for like a week?
Once again, we come back to that not forward thinking pattern of life.
I don't know, man. I have a niece now. And I mean, like, I was there the day she was born. And it's like, I don't really have any connection, like, to her. I mean, you know, she's my fiance's sister's daughter. So it's not like, you know, I'm of any real relation to her. But it's like, you know, you see that baby and you're like, this is really cool. You know, and then you hold the baby and it's like, wow, I like this. This is neat. And then you kind of get like a baby fever almost, kind of like.
No, I don't know any of that.
Oh, I don't know, man. I think I got it. I think it's time. I need to start impregnating people.
Like which people?
Everybody.
Just everybody?
I need to start being like Marshall Falk. I just need to start making babies, man.
Just find some broad that you didn't get along with in high school, impregnate every male in her family, just to say that you did.
You know, that's not how things really work, right?
No, but she would be so pissed off about that. Like, oh, I hate this dude. Now my dad's having his kid.
But I just can't imagine, like, you carry like, a baby in you for 9 months, and then, like, it comes out of you, and it's looking at you and shit, and you're like, dude, I gotta strangle this baby to death. You know, this baby's gonna fuck up my plans.
Well, I'm pretty sure there weren't that many plans in the 14-year-old pregnant broad.
I think I was planning stuff when I was 14. I think I still thought I was gonna be a professional baseball player when I was 14. That was my big plan.
My big plan was to make sure that the sock that I used that night was going to be nice and fresh and soft. Not like the one that I had been using for the whole week. Yeah, to masturbate into. That was most of my plans at 14.
Was to find things to masturbate with?
Well, you know, into.
That was your only plan?
Most
How
of
old,
them.
What was going on when we were 14? How old were we?
14?
Well, we were 14. No. Like, what grade was that? That four of 16, you graduate when you're what, 16, 17? So 14 was probably like, yeah, I was doing a lot of masturbating then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know if I had any other.
And broads would write to you in dirty languages. They would send you letters through the mail certified by the post office about how they want your hog inside of them.
How could you be so unattentive as a parent to not notice that your 14-year-old has been acting funny and puking and getting fat and stuff?
Well, no, not...
For 9 months. I mean, that's like a year of, you know, hey, you're throwing up and getting fat in a certain area of your body. Are you pregnant? I mean, do you think that conversation ever came up? Or is it just like, she's going through a weird time?
Probably going through a weird time.
Yeah.
Who knows? Probably just shitty parents.
That's really shitty parents, though. And then they called the police on their 14-year-old daughter, too, which I guess you'd have to, right? Would you call the police on me?
If you murdered a baby, yeah.
You would?
You murdered a baby.
But, I mean, we're friends.
Well, I've seen Laura lately. She doesn't look pregnant,
no.
So I would have to assume you stole the baby and then killed
it. Murdered it?
And then murdered the baby.
Somebody else. Yeah, that's fucked up.
Yeah, that's going above and beyond.
Is it more fucked up to murder someone else's baby or your own baby?
Well, I mean, it's like, you know, you run your own car into a tree. And you didn't. It's not like you borrowed somebody's car or stole it and ran it into a tree. That was your car.
So you answered my question. So it's more fucked up to kill someone else's baby.
Yeah, not that much. I'm not putting a gigantic weight over one or the other. I'm just saying it's slightly more fucked up for somebody else's.
I think I agree with you.
Yeah, because...
But, you know, I think me looking at you as someone who murdered someone else's baby, I think I would think you're more fucked up. But I think I would have more trouble internally with my own shit if I murdered my own baby as opposed to murdering someone else's.
Well, then you shouldn't do it.
All right. No more murdering baby.
Okay, while we're on the subject of murdering babies.
Else, right?
While we're on the subject of murdering babies.
Okay.
Did you know that there was a St. Louis area couple? The woman wanted a C-section.
I just don't imagine you get that segue, Barry.
Now, this is an excellent segue. You set me up.
Okay. Okay.
So
while we're on the subject of murdering babies, everybody.
This woman went into labor, and she wanted a C-section. She wanted the baby, you know, carved out of her like a turducken.
Right.
Yeah. Just wanted it carved out of her.
Yeah.
The doctor said, no, we're gonna have this shoot out your vag. And she's like, I don't want it to go out in my vag.
So was this discussed ahead of time? Or this was just like she called an audible at the line?
She pretty much called it, you know, at the line.
Oh, okay.
So the doctor says, no, this is coming out your who.
Yeah.
This is coming out. And it got stuck. It wouldn't come out her who.
Right.
So he tried to pull it out.
Yeah.
Didn't pull it out right and decapitated it.
The baby?
Yeah, and then tried to shove it back inside her.
The whole thing?
Yeah, head and all.
What good is it going to do back up in there?
Don't know.
Oh.
Either way, there's a lawsuit now.
That says what?
The doctor decapitated her baby and then tried to shove it back up in her.
But was it his first time?
No. No, he just fucked up.
Did he fuck up, or did that baby have faulty stuff going on?
Don't know now.
Wow, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
But isn't there, is there some kind of, you know, like, there's a chance something might go wrong type risk you take?
I don't think so. I think if you went to a hospital and they said that there is any percent chance that your child, while it's inside of you, is going to have its head cut off, they would say, no, I don't want to go to this hospital.
But, I mean, there's a certain element of risk to delivering babies.
I don't think the head falling off is one of them.
Sure it is. I guess it can happen because it did happen.
Yeah, well, I meant normally. Normally, the head doesn't come off.
Normally?
Normally, the head does not come off.
Huh.
That'd be the opening line of my lawsuit. Normally the head doesn't come off.
I was unable to attach the top half of the baby back to the bottom half of the baby. You think...
Do we have the Twitter going today?
What do you mean, do we have the Twitter going?
Do we ever have the Twitter going?
I always have the Twitter going.
Really?
Why?
Okay, the phone number to call in is 309... 740-1430.
Yeah.
If anybody cares.
Right. So, can you name one thing that isn't better with zombies? I mean, obviously childbirth, better with zombies.
Yeah, obviously. That way when the head comes off, it is normal.
Right.
Roller coaster rides.
Football game.
Yeah, football
better
game.
Better with zombies.
Better with zombies.
Roller coaster ride. Yeah, definitely better with zombies. Name one thing that doesn't benefit from zombies.
Pooping.
Pooping?
Pooping does not benefit from zombies.
You mean like if a zombie was in the bathroom with you while you were pooping?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that would be better.
No.
You shot a hole in my plan there. I thought that was airtight.
Sexual relations.
No, I'd be way better with zombies.
Dude, you can't finger blast a chick.
No, I'm thinking like, did you ever see Drive Angry?
No.
When he's effing the broad and like he's shooting people and stuff while he's effing the broad.
No, I never saw it.
I mean, getting some zombie shooting going while you're doing the sexy time, that would be fun. I don't think it'd be more fun pooping, though. I mean, I was thinking to go the same angle, but...
No, not as good.
Hmm. How can vampires even get boners?
Well, if vampires can't
vampires
get boners...
Because vampires are dead, right? So they don't have blood flow. So if they don't have
They still have blood flow.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
Don't they not have blood anymore? Because they're dead?
No, they got to eat blood. They just can't make new blood.
Oh, so they can't make new blood, but they do have blood, and it flows?
Yeah.
So when they eat it, how does it get into their...
How does what you eat get into anything?
So they can still get boners?
Yeah, they can still get boners.
It'd just be a cold boner?
Just cold boners.
Would that be sexy?
I don't know. I've never had a boner inside of me warm or cold.
I think, you know, the sexual relations is kind of a warm to hot activity. I don't think it would benefit from cold boners.
I don't know. I've
would that be like a pleasant sensation to have a nice, hard, cold boner go into you?
I, once again, never had a boner in me, so I don't know.
I mean, I would think a female would prefer... You know, but at the same time, like, vampires are like a sexual thing.
Yeah.
I guess because they do the romance and the whatnot.
So, did you ever see True Blood?
Yes.
Okay, do you remember the part where the Jessica vampire chick...
That's the redheaded broad?
That's the redheaded broad.
Right.
She was made a vampire before she got a penis in her.
Right.
So, because she got a penis in her, afterwards, she's a forever virgin.
Uh-huh. Hey, look who's in the shout box.
Yeah. It's Polly Deuce Knuckles.
Polly Deuce Knuckles.
So, she's a forever virgin, and that was only brought up one time. But she's had sex on that show multiple occasions.
And she always says it hurts, doesn't she?
No, she doesn't. Like, one time. And then it just stopped. Like, how does it just stop?
Like, because they forgot about it.
How do you... You can't just forget that. That's one of those things, like...
Well, what is she going to do? Bring it up every time? Like, ow, my vag hurts? No, you just learn to deal with it, man.
Or you, like, shove... Like, she'll, like, get something in there nice and good, like, an hour before.
Yeah.
You know, like a series...
a little bit.
Yeah, like a series of twigs.
Don't you know?
Yeah.
Series of twigs.
Series of twigs.
You just go out in the backyard, you find yourself some twigs, you jam them on up there.
Yeah, like Evil Dead. You know Evil Dead had tree rape in it?
Tree rape?
Yeah, first American film to have tree rape. Nobody, never been done before.
Speaking of vaginas, this is another thing on my list here. You know how they say that if women live together long enough, their periods start to sync up?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be awesome for lesbians? Because, I mean, like,
yeah.
Think about, I mean, like, obviously I don't get periods, and so, like, I'm ready to go, you know, every day.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's that 1 week a month where, like, we have to have the, well, let's just have sex in the shower conversation. And, you know, it's always like, no, that's gross. And I'm like, no, it's not gross. You know, let's just try
yeah,
it.
Yeah, just do it.
Like, no, we can't do that. Oh, come on. It's not that big of a deal.
And they never let you put it in their butt.
Right, right, right. If lesbians didn't sync up, then there would be 2 weeks a month where they couldn't scissor and get freaky and whatnot.
No, they could. So, no. They're not embarrassed by it. They just, you know, let that go.
Do you know that for a fact?
No, I'm just saying.
You're just saying things?
Yeah. I'm probably wrong, but...
Isn't Deuce D-E-U-C-E? Does Deuce? Paulie not even know how to spell his own name?
Nah, it's okay.
Some girls rape easy?
Oh, that's awesome.
Pauly, why didn't you just come over, buddy? Why are you over there in the chat box? Jesus Christ, it's too late now. GOP seems to have a rape problem. Specifically, their candidate can't seem to stop themselves from talking about it. On Tuesday night, Richard Murdoch of Indiana... Oh, this is what we were just talking about. I struggled with it a long time, but I came to realize that life is that gift from God, and I think even when life begins in that horrible situation of rape, that is something that God intended to happen.
So he intended for the rape to happen.
Right. No,
does this dumb son of a bitch not realize that's what he said? When you say God intended for something to happen that resulted from rape, he intended the rape to happen.
If God works in mysterious ways and makes everything happen, then that would include rape.
Yeah, that would of course include rape.
Children dying of starvation and
yeah, getting
tsunamis
eaten
and getting eaten by tigers
and raped, children rape.
That would include yeah. everything.
You that would include every
you
last
can't just
thing.
The good things.
No, of
it's
course
all
not.
Things. But yeah, like I was saying, if lesbians periods ended up. That would be great, because then you would only have to deal with 1 week. Other than that, it would suck.
Oh, but that trash can would be filled with nothing but used tampons.
For that 1 week.
Yeah, but it would be filled. They would fill that thing.
But do you see what I'm saying? That would be a major negative to being in a lesbian relationship if there was only like 2 weeks in a month that you could get nasty.
Yeah, but for those 2 weeks, you could just awesome lesbian scissor action. Like every day.
So
and then 2 weeks off, 2 weeks on.
Building.
Segma.
Right. it'd be building suspense, you know, and then just like, you know, when it's time, it's just like they just go crazy.
Yeah, like
I'm not
like two hogs at a trough.
I'm for consistent sex all the time.
I don't think you can get that until you're like 15, she gets the menopause, but by then her boobies are going to be all droopy.
No, I'm not saying that I can get it. I'm saying that's what I want.
Oh.
There's a lot of things that I can't have that I want.
Yeah, or you're going to stain your fake dong.
I don't think it matters. I think that I don't know.
I think it matters because you don't want your toys dirty.
Maybe you just got to find a loose broad who's cool with getting it. Even on her special time.
Yeah.
You know?
The special time that she gets because she's a woman now.
Do you think that the Olsen twins would be as hot if they were separated?
I think they pretty much are now, aren't they?
I mean, like, when you see the Olsen twins together, it's kind of like, oh, that's kind of sexy. You know, it's twins. But I think that if there was just one of them, it wouldn't be all that great. It just kind of be like, eh.
They're not that good looking, though.
I know, but they're better looking because there's two of them, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. No, they wouldn't be hotter if they were conjoined. Look, you got...
Yeah, that would be a pain in the ass.
Exactly. Don't start talking about the virtues of something until you actually tried it. Look, I've watched those videos and like, oh, that's a great position.
Right.
And then I tried, it's like, no, it isn't. No, it isn't. That was not hot. That was not awesome.
That and Napier's banged some chicks big enough to technically be two people.
Yeah.
So, man, that chick you dated in high school was like the size of a refrigerator.
Oh, God, yeah. Wow. Oh, my God, she could have tackled me, broke both my arms, and then started curb stomping my penis.
Ooh.
God, she was a big, big broad.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be funny if she actually listened?
Old Beastmaster Napes.
Yep. Come to me, my little friends.
No, not little.
No, not little.
Little at all.
Just replace those two ferrets with one gigantic wildebeest. Or any of those hogs that are like 1,000 pounds. You got it, dude? Did they say you got it, dude?
Was that their catchphrase on Full House?
Oh, I
can't remember. I just remember cut it out, but that wasn't...
That wasn't them.
That wasn't them. Running through them here. When I listen to music, I like to think of the best penis dance to do to said music.
Yeah.
Either the up and down flop, the side to side flop, or the dick helicopter.
Dick helicopter is a classic, though. You can use that with anything.
No, actually, see, I mean, you can use it for anything, but you know, the best dick dance to do for each song. And I found that the best dick helicopter song that has ever existed is The Eminence Front by The Who.
What about...
Just imagine it. Perfect dick helicopter song.
What about that that You and Me Baby Ain't Nothing But Mammals song? I mean, the beat is constant like a helicopter.
No, I think that's an up and down song. If I'm You and Me, you know, up and down.
Well, now that you're doing it at me, I see
what I mean.
Yeah.
Give me a song, man. I'm telling you.
What about the Meat Spin song? Like how many spin?
That, yeah, that's
a definitely a helicopter
song, yeah.
One.
I mean, you know, not just because it says it,
mm-hmm.
you know, but because the beat is perfect. That's probably what they had in mind.
Oh, of course.
I would imagine.
Who's Jake? Now we found a fan, and he quit. He probably was expecting the dudes after
5 minutes. Good old Jake.
Are you keeping track of time? Because we don't want to interrupt the next people.
Oh, yeah, I'm keeping track.
Good job.
Do you think that speed cameras are cheating?
Yeah.
I thought that red light cameras were cheating, but I especially think speed cameras are cheating.
Yeah, it's half-ass in your job.
Right. There's a camera on one of the roads on my way to work that it's in between a park and a school. So it's a 20-mile-an-hour zone. And they have a speed camera there that and I've kind of tested it to see how fast I can go without getting in trouble.
Yeah.
And it seems like it'll send you a ticket if you go over 30.
And that's a pretty good leeway.
Yeah. So
that's not a horrible leeway. Like five is a
leeway. I've gotten up into like the sevens and the eights trying to find out where that number is.
Oh, tell Paul that eating is not cheating.
Eating is not cheating? Is no. Cyber sex cheating?
No, cyber sex is not cheating. Unless you're on a webcam. Unless you're on a webcam. And then
if you're jacking off and she's fiddling her business and you're watching each other do it?
Yeah, if it's live, it's cheating. Not cheating.
Well, that would be cyber sexing. Like send it, you know, like I send you a message that says, you know, my hand's on your ass, and you send me a message back that says, you know, I'm licking your balls.
I don't think that. No, not text. Text, no.
No.
Video, yes. And not if the dude pre-records it and sends it out, then no.
Now,
be live.
If I found out my gal was doing either,
yeah,
I'd be pretty pissed off about it.
I wouldn't care.
You wouldn't?
No. As long as she don't care about me doing it. Unless it's live, doesn't count. Also, eating is not...
Unless she... So... Oh, yeah.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I did plenty of the chat room cyber sexing and whatnot.
Oh, those were nasty, too. It was all dudes.
Right.
No, there wasn't one chick
actually,
in there.
My ideal A number one... cyber sex partner was the chick that sent me the dirty stories that Napier read a couple months ago. Me and her did plenty of the cyber sexing.
Well, why don't you have her send you some more material?
You know, I don't remember what happened with that, but she just kind of... I think she was getting pissed off because she was sending me lots of letters, and I wasn't sending her any letters.
Yeah?
That, and eventually I sent her a picture of my dick, and I think that maybe that's what she was trying to get, picture of my dick.
She wanted?
There's a picture of my 14-year-old dick out there somewhere.
That's nasty.
Unless she deleted it.
No, she probably banged it out real hard to it. Her parents caught her like burgling her snurd
I'd like to think that my 14-year-old dick is out there in a chat on a hard drive somewhere. I mean, even if it's at the recycle bin or something. I'd like to think that. I mean, because I put a lot of time into that picture. You know, you don't want to have like a full-on hard-on because, you know, then there's no room for any kind of, you know, mystery of, I wonder if it gets bigger. But you want to have
it. Oh, nice. No, I make it hard as fuck, and then I put a rubber band around it.
Yeah.
Make it even, then kind of Photoshop the rubber band
out. My line of thinking was, you know, if I just get it chubbed up a little bit, you know, she'll think that, you know, because if you just got, you know, some chub, but not like a full-on hard-on. She thinks that maybe that's just your dick, like, in its natural state.
Yeah.
I mean, you can trick.
Why do you give a shit? She was halfway around the goddamn country.
You definitely want full-on raging bull, Pauly says. My line of thinking is wrong. See, that's not... But see, Pauly, I got a little bitty dick. And I didn't want to give her, like, my all, because then she'd know that was my all. I just wanted to give her
my... How would she know she was 14?
I just wanted to give her, like, my midway chubby business so that, like, she thinks that, like, that was, you know, my softy cock. Am I wrong here?
Yeah, I'd say so.
You'd give her the full-on business?
Oh, God, yeah.
You ever sent anybody pictures of your dick?
No.
Never?
Never.
I only did that one time. I'm not.
Yeah, even if you're not working with much, show her what you got.
Show her what you got. I don't know. Maybe I was thinking about it all wrong. Maybe I'm going about all of this wrong. You know, my weak stream, my tiny dick. Maybe I just need to, you know, give it the whole gusto.
Exactly.
Paul's never sent out pictures of his dick.
Of course he hasn't.
I only sent out that one time.
Yeah, and you're a whore now.
I mean, like, I've taken pictures of my dick for fun before, just, you know, for my own personal amusement. But it's a whole different level of commitment to actually send out the pictures. Because then they exist.
Yeah.
It's like this Hulk Hogan thing.
Oh. Like his sex tape?
He's fucked his buddy's wife.
Yeah.
And
so,
like, apparently they were like, hey, man, you know, we think it'd be great if you fucked my wife. But, you know, then homeboy had a video camera set up. So then, like, he videotaped Hulk Hogan fucking his wife.
Yeah, if I was Hulk Hogan, I would expect it.
You would expect people to be videotaping you fucking their wife?
Yeah.
I
100%.
If I was friends with Hulk Hogan, I wouldn't want Hulk Hogan to fuck... I wouldn't want anybody to fuck my wife. Is
no,
that me being selfish?
That's you being selfish. You're a dick.
Now, at the same time, I think it would be sexy to see somebody fuck my wife. But I don't think I'd be okay with it. Does that make sense?
That's kind of weird. Either it is awesome or it's not awesome. Okay, what if you dress up as a banana? And then you're like, oh, the banana man's fucking my wife.
So in this case, I'm fucking my wife.
Yeah, but you're the banana man.
Banana.
No, you're banana man. Got a little sombrero on and a banana costume.
So it's like a role playing thing. Be like,
yeah,
you know, oh, I'm banana man.
She's yeah.
Like, oh, I've always wanted to fuck a giant banana.
Yeah, you can even put on like some blackface and do it.
Right.
You could shave off all of your body hair.
They says
put on
to
the fake
Hulk Hogan,
boobs.
They say, hey, man. It'd be really great if you fucked my wife. And the wife is like, hey, you know, that'd be awesome. I can fuck Hulk Hogan. And so then they videotape it. And then he sues them for $100 million. And, you know, homeboy that videotaped it, obviously it was him that videotaped it. It was his house. It was his wife. It was his bedroom.
Yeah.
The only one that has that tape is him, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, he's probably...
Well, not anymore.
Right. And him and that chick got divorced a while ago. So, I mean, you know, do you think that's something that you pull out and, like, show your friends?
God, yeah.
Like, hey, you want to see Hulk Hogan fuck my wife?
I would.
You'd watch that with your friends?
Well, I'd watch any porno with my friends, but, you know.
But a porno with your wife fucking Hulk Hogan?
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, now that I think about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You'd have to. Like, you can't just keep that to yourself. That's for the world. Hulkamania, brother.
Hulk Hogan is now actually being talked about. And so, in a way, it's good for him.
Yeah.
And especially since they're talking about I didn't think his dick would be that big, you know, because all the steroids and stuff. So, I mean, this is good for Hulk Hogan. I mean, what's bad about this situation for Hulk Hogan?
I don't know. He had that reality show.
It might be a little
show.
Bit embarrassing, I guess.
Well, like, I mean, his whole life has been on TV. What privacy does the man expect to have anymore? And even if he didn't, even if he had privacy, at the same time, the man's an entertainer. I mean, you got to entertain. If that includes whipping your dick out and fucking your buddy's wife, I mean, that's what you got to do. The show must go on, goddammit.
I can't help but think that this whole thing, from start to finish, is like some kind of wrestling bit. You know, like, I'm going to sue you for $100 million, brother.
Do you think Hulk Hogan would be that crass, the Hulkster?
To do what he's done his entire life?
Yeah, like the last, like, 10 years, that whole divorce, his...
No, I don't think the divorce was fake, but I think, you know, releasing a sex tape, I think it's a word.
If they settle for an undisclosed sum of money...
That dude is on an internet radio station. He used to be on Howard Stern's channel. Nobody's talking about him anymore. Now everybody's talking about him. Hey, he's the guy that let Hulk Hogan fuck his wife.
Yeah.
You know, Hulk Hogan needs money. He gave it all to his ex. He's kind of out of the spotlight. He's old. Nobody's paying attention to him anymore. Hey, he has a sex tape. Let's pay attention to him.
Of course.
It works out for everyone. And all you have to do is have a little fake outrage.
Exactly. And he got to fuck the man's wife.
And he got to fuck the man's wife.
Yeah, so that, you know, that's going for him.
Right.
So, online, everybody likes to bash this new Microsoft tablet called the Surface. Everybody was bashing it. And I was under the impression that because everybody online was bashing it, this thing wasn't going to sell. I could get it, like, a week later or two, maybe a month later, at a reduced price.
Right.
Well, it turns out all the pre-orders are sold out for, like, the next month. Like, you fucking can't get one. And that's horseshit, because I wanted to get one, and I was led to believe by all these bastards that it wouldn't sell. And now you can't fucking get one. Like, oh, you sons of bitches. I was expecting just to walk into Best Buy and pick one up first day.
Because,
no.
Because everybody was bashing it, you figured nobody would be buying it?
Yeah, everybody. It's sold the fuck out. Sold the fuck out.
So, do you think that they're going to all return them? You think it's a conspiracy?
No, I don't think it's a conspiracy.
Well, did you? I got an email yesterday. I get emails from Papa John's.
Yeah.
And Papa John's sent me an email to let me know that they were really excited to announce that you can get the new Taylor Swift album at Papa John's with a pizza.
Ah.
So they're selling Taylor Swift CDs at Papa John's.
Well,
I mean, you can go anywhere, really, and buy CDs, you know.
Yeah.
The Targets, the Best Buys, the what have yous. But, you know, if you just happen to be too lazy to go to a store, but you still want pizza, I wonder if they'll deliver just the CD.
Does it meet the $10 minimum?
Yeah, I think it was like 12 bucks.
Oh, well, it's a minimum of 10, isn't it?
You call up the, you know, for the people who are still buying CDs,
do you tip
up the Papa John's.
Do you tip your delivery driver for all he delivers?
On a CD purchase?
Yeah, on a CD purchase.
I don't know.
I mean, I don't tip the UPS guy. He works way harder than that dude.
Do you think they suggestive sell that when you call? You're like, okay,
they have to.
Large pepperoni, and they're like, all right, would you like the new Taylor Swift CD with that?
They'd have to, yeah.
I just want to know how that cross-promotion came about.
Well, the dude that owns Papa John's, he likes money.
Right.
And the people who own Taylor Swift, they like money. So they were like, hey guys, want to make some extra money? And then they said, yeah. And now they're doing it.
You like money? I like money too.
Yeah, that is the stupidest goddamn promotion. Like when Pizza Hut was selling those fucking, DVDs.
Oh, yeah, it was the movie night thing, and it was like four shitty movies from the 80s
that
you could buy with. But, I mean, even that was like a little thing. But, I mean, this is something that just came out. I mean, that was a gimmick. This is like a marketing strategy. This is like we have to sell these. You know, this is a big deal that we're going to get the Taylor Swift stamp of approval here.
Do you think that somebody's job actually depends on them
securing the promotions?
Yeah. No, not securing the promotions. I'm talking about a phone girl. She comes into work and they're like, hey, you better move 10 of these today. her whole her ability to make money.
They have like some silly contest, you know, an internal contest of like whoever pushes the most Taylor Swift CDs today.
Somebody right now.
You think they have like a script taped above the telephone on like what to say? And by the way, the new Taylor Swift CD is available in stores.
With, but like, a track list.
You can get it today for the low price of $12 delivered with your pizza purchase.
And now that I've caught your attention, I will now sing select samples.
She's the hold music. And they put you on hold. You either wait to get a pizza if you really need a pizza that bad, or just fucking hang yourself. Options.
Hey, old dude in the wife beater and the pizza stains, do you not want to seem creepy? You can buy this CD from us and masturbate to the cover art.
Then you don't actually have to go into the store and purchase it alone by yourself with your spaghetti stained t-shirt
and all those
and
prying
your
eyes,
dirty hair, and say, it's for my niece.
You can just take your greasy, pepperoni-stained fingers and just work that cock.
Look, you don't have to lie with us. We're bringing you a pizza. I mean, we already know that you're alone on a Wednesday night, sitting at home in the dark, and we're bringing you a pizza, you know, trying to find your address behind all the bushes that you have not trimmed.
And we don't worry, we see you peeking behind those curtains that used to be jeans.
We know you're just sitting there waiting. Where's my Taylor and my pizza?
My hog's waiting for both the pepperoni grease and her pretty, pretty lips.
I have not seen the album cover of the new album, but I can tell you that a good gauge on whether or not someone is a true artist or not,
yep,
is if they rely on their entire body being on their album cover every time.
Oh, exactly.
I mean, you will never see a Christina Aguilera cover with like a tree on it.
And you know, if they really want to push it, at least one vag flap coming out of cutoff jeans.
Vag flap?
Yeah, one vag flap.
On an album cover?
Yep.
Has that ever been done before? I know that they had...
No, they airbrush it out on the cover, but when you open it up, it's not airbrushed.
Right. Like, oh, then you have the option of flipping it over if you've already purchased it. Yeah. Not the way it stands in stores.
No. They wouldn't do that. You can't have shit like that happen at Walmart.
Right.
Yeah. Little boners popping everywhere. Like, no boners at Walmart. Walmart don't give you no boners.
Speaking of vag flaps, did you watch Inspector Gadget?
No.
Why did... Penny was Inspector Gadget's niece, correct?
Yeah, Penny was Inspector Gadget's
Why
niece.
Why did she live with him? Was that explained? Did her parents die?
No, they didn't really explain it.
Shouldn't they?
Yeah.
I mean, I know this is something that I've been harping on for a long time. They never explained why that black kid is in the back of that car in that crazy train, what was that, the Dodge...
Yeah, the minivan commercial.
Yeah. They didn't explain why that black kid is in the back singing Crazy Train. But that's a commercial. But I mean, like, this was a show that was on for a really long time. They never explained what happened to Penny's parents?
No, never did.
Don't you think that's weird?
Yeah, kind of. Maybe she was like a really big whore. Like, in her city, she was like just this tiny little thing that wanted to get all the cock that she could. So they sent her to live with the android.
So it was like a Fresh Prince of Bel-Air situation?
But there
You're
was no
moving
penis.
With your weird uncle that solves crimes with shit coming out of his hat.
Yeah, but because he was an android, he had no penis, so therefore she couldn't get penis.
Why?
So
it was like, was he an android?
Yeah.
Then how did he have a brother or a sister to have a niece?
Well, he wasn't always like that. He was like RoboCop, except for he didn't, you know, get all fucked up.
Did they cut off his arms and legs?
No, it was cancer.
It was cancer?
Yeah.
Are you just making that up?
I'm just making shit up.
Then how did it happen? Did he do that to himself?
I hope not. That seems like it would hurt.
But don't you think that all these weird relationships, why would they, I mean, like, Darkwing Ducks, that wasn't his daughter, was it? Wasn't that his niece, too?
Yeah, that was his niece.
Why are all these nieces living with dudes? I mean, that isn't something
I assume
that
they're
regularly
all whores.
Happens, is it?
I assume they're all whores. But no, that doesn't happen. I mean, I'm sure it does happen, but it doesn't happen as often as it does in TV shows for little kids.
But I mean, why would they make that choice to make it a niece instead of a daughter, but not explain why?
Well, because then they'd have to have a mom.
No, they wouldn't.
Well, they can't just kill all the moms.
Bob Saget, that was one line. It was like, oh, your mom died. Now I have 9 kids, and your uncles are moving in. I mean, that was explained.
Yeah, but then that makes people sad. When the niece just comes over to visit.
But she didn't come over to visit. She lived with him.
Yeah.
For like 100 years.
Well, that
show was on forever.
Yeah.
Why?
Obvious.
Why did she live with him, Napier?
I'm thinking meth
Tell
production.
Tell me something that makes sense. Tell me why it happened.
Because they can have a girl character in the show without having to have a mom character, and then it's not necessarily a family thing, and then there's tension. Oh, you're not my real dad, and all that other kind of crap. But notice it's never with dudes. Dudes don't go live with their uncle.
Huey, Dewey, and Louie, weren't they living with Uncle Scrooge? Uncle Scrooge wasn't their dad.
No, but they stopped that shit.
He was
that
their uncle too, wasn't he?
Yeah, but that was from like the 40s.
Huey, DuckTales?
Yeah, the
DuckTales was not from the 40s, bro.
Look it up.
DuckTales was like from the 90s.
Scrooge and his little kids, they were from like the 1940 comic strips. I'm not fucking with you. That shit's old as fuck. See you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Central at radiofubar.com or with the TuneIn app for smartphones. You can also download the show through iTunes, Stitcher or our website, wfodix.podbean.com. Be sure to rate us 5 stars on iTunes to raise awareness of the show. Vote for us on Podcast Alley 2. Find new sites to rate us at. Blew that shit up. Call us at 314-266-WFOD and leave us a message that may get played on the air. Follow us on Twitter at WFODix. Join our boards at WFODix.boards.net. Like our Facebook page at facebook.com/WFODix to get all the latest updates. Also be sure to check out all the other great shows on RadioFubar.com throughout the week. That was a lot to take in. I'm sure you were tired. Go lay down for a while and I'll be in a few minutes to tuck you in.
I know for a fact that when I do laundry, I put one dryer sheet in the dryer with an entire load of clothes. One. Never more. What puzzles me is that once it has run its cycle and the clothes come out, get hung on hangers and placed in closets, every single article of clothing has a hidden dryer sheet in a sleeve or a pants leg. There's no way that there isn't something fishy going on. Don't tell me I'm crazy, because I'm not. One goes in, 15 come out. There's some kind of heat-activated multiplier in action, but why? They're more visible, are we minded more often to purchase them? Does it increase the softness, dryness of my clothes to travel beyond the laundry room and reveal itself right before the article is worn? Is there something more sinister at play? Someone told me a few years ago that if I put a dryer sheet in my pocket, it keeps mosquitoes away. That sounds made up, but there are studies that say it's true. But really, to me, it seems like someone somewhere wants people carrying around dryer sheets. Whether it's old wives' tales about mosquitoes or the heat-activated multiplier that inserts one into everything, we're being urged to bring them with us somewhere we go because it benefits someone somehow. I've read enough X-Men comic books to know that if an entire population is suddenly being told to carry something weird with them, some villain somewhere has a ray gun or a mind control device pointed right at their faces. Why do they call it bounce? What's bouncing? Clothes don't bounce. Dryers don't bounce. I hope I'm opening your eyes to some shit here, you guys. Ask questions. Don't just accept dryer sheets into your sleeves and pockets. That's how they win.